Let's see, where were we? Oh yes, my puppy years and a big tomcat named Sir Gatto. He didn't scare me, not one bit. To tell you the truth, I didn't like his attitude. I watched him day after day until finally I decided to take some action. I mean, who or whom did he think he was? One afternoon, I marched up behind him, took a big gulp of air, and gave him a withering barrage of barking. Okay, maybe it was yipping. I was still in the yip-yip stage at that time, and maybe it wasn't so terrifying. But it wasn't so bad either. You know what he did? Nothing. He didn't even turn around and look at me. He just flicked his tail across my face. Hey, that did it. He could have done almost anything else and I would have taken it like a dog. But ignoring me? No way, Charlie. That was an insult. Not only to me, but to my whole family and to dogs all over the world. See, even at this tender age, I had a highly developed sense of honor. This cat had just delivered an insult to dogs all over the world, and it was my job to seek revenge. I marched up to him and delivered a savage bite to his tail. It was one of the proudest moments of my life. What did he do? Well, he turned his head around, studied me with his weird eyes, and said, this is a direct quote, he said,
"Buzz off, you fat little gopher."
Fat little gopher? Okay, that really did it. I was about to give him the thrashing he so richly deserved when he, one punch. I did four backward rolls, went off the porch, and landed in a patch of mint. I remember the sweet smell, and also the stars, red checkers, and skyrockets lighting up the vast caverns of my mind. That's when I came up with my second bit of cowdog wisdom. A cat has no sense of humor. It's true, no sense of humor, zero. And by the way, I wasn't fat. That was the kind of cheap remark you can expect from a cat, but, okay, maybe I was a little chubby. Chubby, but not fat. Pups in good health are supposed to be chubby, right? What did he expect? And I didn't look anything like a gopher either. What an insult.